Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Graffiti, spray painted on the tree.
turn around. Salute, this is what I tell them. I think I'm Brooklyn, Brooklyn. To my face, I think I'm Bronx. Yes. I think I'm Harlem. Yeah. I'm that ill. Grand Projects.
Oh, can I talk now? Hello. Yo, what's going on, man? Yeah, we on the air now or what, man? What's poppin'? All right, what's good, man? This is After Further Review. GQ Powers in the building. The mayor's in the house, man. We good money or what? What's happening? Give me some applause if we good money or something, man. So I don't know what's going on. All right, so all right. Yo, I'm the man. We here, man. All right. Thank you. I'm the man. We here, man. It's tournament night, man. First night of the tournament jumping off, man. And I'm hyped and ready to get it popping, man. You know, Kentucky's not in it. You know what I mean? And I knew Kentucky wasn't going to be in it, but that's just me. But right now we're watching North Carolina A&T and Liberty. Liberty's another team that shouldn't be in it. They're 15 and 20. You know, how do you get in the NCAA tournament with record 15 and 20? But how they got in the NCAA tournament? They won their conference tournament. So, you know, they deserve to be in if they win their conference tournament. So 15 and 20, 20 and 1, it don't matter. You know what I mean? You win and you're in. So we got the brackets popping off on ESPN.com, man. Good jump in the After Further Review. Got the tournament for the men and the women's side. So it's AFR, NCAA M13 for the men and AFR NCAA W for the women. So holler at me, Further Review. I'll shoot you the link or whatever. You can jump on board and see what's popping. And we do hand out prizes and all that. It goes down hard body over here. Mike, I still got you, my dude. And Key, I ain't forget. So this is what it is, man. Tuesday night, man. After Further Review, Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic playing tonight for the championship in the World Baseball Classic, and then everybody goes home and gets back on their regular team and get baseball popping. Kobe's out. I want to see what the Laker fans got to say about that. They're in the eighth spot now, holding it down. But kudos for them. I'm thinking that Sadat was kind of right when he said the Knicks are going to get 45 wins. And it's not looking real good right now, you know what I mean? And everybody's out. Tyson Chandler, his neck is hurt. And Carmelo, his knee is hurt. And you already know the story with Amari Stoudemire, his annual missed the playoff injury. You know what I mean? That's just turned into a habitual thing with him now. He's not going to be available. Again, he's out. So, you know, that 7-0 looks like, you know, a long time ago. I hate to keep harping on it. But, you know, I see a lot of people getting ready to, you know, take that leap off the bandwagon. And I don't think they should do that either. You know what I mean? If you was rocking, you know, you was rocking with them when they were 7-0, you could rock with them through this time right here. As long as we finish around 5th or 6th, we'll be all right. The Lakers going to be the Lakers. I'm expecting them to make the playoffs. They got the 8th spot holding it down right now. But right now, really, you know, college basketball is kind of like the main topic right now. And I'm waiting for Mike to call so now he can get a kind of like clear understanding of like the discussion we had maybe a couple of weeks ago about how NCAA basketball is better than the NBA on all levels to me. It's more exciting and you're playing for something. You know, and the NBA is just a bunch of millionaires playing for commercial time. But it is what it is, man. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Hyped and ready, man, to get at it, man. North Carolina A&T and Liberty jumping off in the NCAA tournament. I kind of agree with the tournament as far as the four number ones. I would have gave Gonzaga number one because I feel like they deserve it. I think Miami has the easiest route to get to the Final Four because their region is type easy, you know, and they're in the East, I believe. Miami, yeah, Miami's in the East region. I think they got the easiest road to go. They really don't play anybody in their region. They might have a matchup with Marquette in the Sweet 16. And that'll be just another, you know, biggie because they're both in the Big East, you know. So Marquette and Miami might meet in the Sweet 16. My Syracuse Orangemen, that's my team. We got the fourth seed out there, and I'm not expecting us to. I'm expecting us to lose in our first game to Montana. Montana is a team not to be slept on, and yeah, we get down like that. So I know, you know, what it is. We're gonna have a nice conversation, but Montana's not a team to be slept on. And I'm not really feeling the way Syracuse ended the year. You know, we got blown out in the Big East Final against Louisville. We was winning by 16 points in the second half, and we lost by 17. How that worked? You know, you win in by 16 points, and you lose by 17 points. I'm not understanding our season, so I just think we're going to probably be a one and done. You know, I'm not looking at us to get it past the round of 32, even if we do knock off Montana. You know, I would look at that as a reverse upset, and we have been prone to get knocked off by a lower ranked team in the tournaments before. So, I'm not really putting too much faith in Syracuse Orangemen for this year. I just think they kind of quit against Louisville. I'm not really feeling Louisville, you know, winning the championship because their point guard Peyton Silver, he did his numbers, but I'm really not trusting him. You know, in a situation on a neutral floor, you know, he plays well in the Garden. He always tears the Big East tournament up. You know what I mean? But I'm not really trusting Louisville. I got Louisville, you know, making it to the round of eight before they get bumped off in the tournament. I just think that Rick Pitino and Louisville have a good team. You know, they were up there this season, and I just think that, you know, they're gonna run into somebody that's not gonna be, you know, impressed by Peyton Silver or the kid Smith. So I got them going to the Elite Eight and getting knocked off by Duke. For some reason, I just feel like this is Duke's time of the year. My Final Four is Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, and Indiana. I got Duke winning in the Midwest over Louisville because, like I said, Duke, you know, this is the time of the year. They got their boy back. You know, the big kid, Kelly, so he's going to do his numbers, and I think that, you know, this is their time of year. They got Michigan State on their side of the bracket. They got Creighton on their side of the bracket. Their first game is against Cincinnati. I believe it's on Friday. So, you know, Duke, I think it's their time of the year. They're going to wake up, and on the other side of the Midwest bracket, I got Louisville, and I think they're going to run into a problem with St. Louis. If St. Louis could knock off New Mexico State in their first game, because New Mexico State is no joke. I don't know, that 13th seed is kind of low for them. And another seed that's real low is Oregon. Oregon is ranked 12th in the Midwest, and I don't know where they got that from. But Oregon's going to knock off Oklahoma State. I got them knocking off Oklahoma State. So basically, the Midwest region, I got Duke coming out of the Midwest, and I got Gonzaga coming out of the West. Nobody's really in Gonzaga's region. They got Ohio State. They got Notre Dame, New Mexico, Arizona, but Wisconsin. You know, I'm not looking for Gonzaga to have any real trouble running through their region. I'm just looking at them playing maybe New Mexico for the West Final and Gonzaga getting into the Final Four. On the East side, I got Miami making a clear run. Indiana's on this side of the bracket, so they can meet in the East Regional Final. But I think that Miami's got everything, you know, that you need. They got the point guard, Shane Larkin. They got the inside kid, Kenny Kojo, on the inside. And I think Miami's ready to make a run, and I think that the ACC, you know, was just kind of like a preview of something to come in the tournament. I think they're going to make a deep run. And in the South region, I got Kansas. I think Kansas is going to wake up They got North Carolina in their region. This is a pretty hard region. Michigan's in their region. Florida's in their region. Georgetown is in their region. So I think that Kansas, if they get out, if they survive and they make it to the Final Four, they deserve it. And I think that's where the it's going to stop for them when they get to the Final Four, if they get to the Final Four. Couple of good games in that in the South region we could look forward to if things go according to plan. Kansas and North Carolina. That would be a good matchup in the round of 32. That would be next week if they both won their games. VCU with their coach Shaka Smart against Michigan. They're making a resurgence with Tim Hardaway and Glenn Rice III. That would be a good game. VCU and Michigan. Minnesota being coached by Tubby Smith, so they can make a run. They're playing Florida, Billy Donovan's crew, who kind of lost the SEC championship game, so they kind of took a little luster off of their seeding. But I still believe Florida can, do some damage in the NCAA tournament. Then you got Georgetown. Georgetown, they did what they did to Syracuse. And I think they deserve a number two seed. But they didn't win the Big East tournament, so that kind of took a little shine off of them. But, like I said, everybody, gets to start all over. Now it's a field of 68. It's going to get cut down to 64. And, Thursday afternoon, let's get it popping. And by the time we get to Atlanta, the Final Four is going to be taking place in Atlanta on the weekend of April the 6th. And Monday night, April the 8th, will be the championship game. In Atlanta, Georgia, for the NCAA tournament. So that's what's popping with that. 646-200-383 is the number to call. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Just holding it down on a Tuesday night like we usually do about this time. I'm going to talk about how HBO ended their partnership with Golden Boy. So basically what that means is Oscar De La Hoya took all the fighters in his camp, in his stable, such as Bernard Hopkins, Adrian Broner, Andre Berto, Keith Thurman, Seth Mitchell, took them to Showtime. So, those guys are going to be out. We got Mike on the line. Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. What's going on?
Hello, Mike. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, my dude. What's happening?
All right, what's going on, man?
I watched
college games the other night, son. It was Duke playing somebody.
Okay.
And I don't know who that tall white kid, the Puerto Rican kid was, but he was doing damage.
Okay. All right. So I was waiting for you to call, my dude. So, I was explaining to you a couple of weeks ago. I was saying earlier how, I was telling you how NCAA basketball, college basketball is way better than the NBA. And this is the time of the year that I was showing proof that right now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's really talking about the NBA. Everybody's talking about their brackets, who they got going to the Final Four. You know what I mean? People that's not really into basketball is filling out their brackets. Got the office pools popping off. You know what I mean? And this tournament, to me, is going to be special because anybody could win it.
Yeah,
you usually have your top dogs. You know what I mean? They're gonna make it to the Final Four. They're gonna win. But this tournament, anybody could beat anybody. And right now, you even have a team that was 15-20. They lost 20 games. They only won 15, but they playing for their tournament life right now. Liberty.
I ain't gonna lie, I was feeling it.
Okay, no doubt.
Okay, they going there.
Yeah, it goes down, man.
It's serious, though.
No doubt. Yeah, it is serious, man. It is serious. I was down at the Garden, man, for the they had the Big East tournament, and it goes down, man. It goes down. My Syracuse Orange was representing, but we got blown out by Louisville in the championship game on Saturday night. But yeah, man, it really goes down, man. It really you get to see kids playing with passion, man, you know what I'm saying? And before they step off and take that step to the next level, And I think that, what if you had the kids that, we had a discussion before that if the kids that, didn't have, leave after their first year, what would college basketball be like if those kids had stayed? You know what I mean? It would really be popping.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you see how, you give schools that you never hear of or never heard of before, they get in the limelight now. You know what I mean? Because kids have other options open to them. You know,
yeah,
so it's not usually your usual suspects. It's always gonna win. You know, you're gonna have your Liberties, your North Carolina A&Ts. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. So it's basically this is just the best time of the year right now, man. Everybody's like kind of tuned in. The games will be on Thursday afternoon. You know what I mean? It's a game on right now, and it's the first four. And basically, to me, that was just a money grab for the NCAA. Yeah, it's a game on right now. The first four. So the winner of this game, gets to play Louisville. So basically, what they did was they added on a couple more teams to give a couple more teams a chance to stick their chest out and say, "Hey, we made the tournament." You know what I mean?
I was definitely open. I was like, "Wow!"
Yeah.
And I was at my cousin's house watching it. And I'm like, "Yo, y'all watching this stuff?" And they was like, "Yo, you don't watch college ball?" I was like, "Nah, man."
Yeah, man.
Like, watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it goes down, man. It goes down, and it's like names that you never hear of, people that you watch throughout the tournament or whatever. And they kind of grow on you, and you got to see if they can make that march all the way to Atlanta. So because the Final Four is gonna be in Atlanta this year.
And I was like, ooh, okay, I gotta really get up on this.
Yeah, so this is what we talked about, earlier, in the previous shows where it goes down. We talk about how the NCAA makes all this money. This is the money right here. This is it right here. Okay, how they talk about, they sell all the merchandise with the kids' names on it, and their likeness and their pictures and stuff like that, and they can't get no money out of it. This is what we're talking about right here. The NCAA tournament.
So this is what y'all was talking about.
This is what
we're
talking about right here, my dude. So it's like, they make, it's kind of like the Super Bowl, and it lasts for 3 weeks. Because all you see now, you see these NCAA tournament commercials and, all this promotion for the NCAA tournament. And CBS is not playing. CBS is not playing. CBS invested, I think it was $20 billion for the next 10 years. For the NCAA tournament, so it's not going to be on any other channel but Channel 2.
20 what?
Billion. Because they're going to make their money back. You crazy? They're going to make their money. They're not worried about this. The NCAA tournament is gold.
Wow.
One time of the year, you're going to have everybody's attention on Smash for those 3 weeks. And that's when you make your money, NCAA tournament.
Because I hear everybody talk about it.
Right.
I ain't never know it was that serious.
Yeah, it is, my dude.
College dude just playing ball. You see them at Rutgers.
Right.
I'm like, hey, man. But that night, I was like, they going in.
Yeah, man. And they even had a show. They had a show, man, on Sunday night where, they have a selection show. How they do, the draft or whatever? So they had a selection show. So all the schools are sitting around seeing if they get picked because it's a real big thing to get picked for this tournament. And some schools feel like they should have made it. They didn't make it, and they're mad. You know what I mean? And they're really, really mad. And we should have made it because we beat this team and we had a better record, and you didn't make it, It's 64 teams.
So what's going on with Syracuse?
Syracuse is playing against Montana, man, and they got us in the East bracket, and I'm not really feeling us, man. We got blown out in the Big East Championship against Louisville. We was winning the game, Mike. We was winning by 16 points in the second half. It was up by 16, and I was like, okay, we good money right now, and we lost by 17, Mike.
Wow.
Got blown out.
Wow.
They just stopped playing. All the calls started going the Louisville way. Louisville just kept hustling, you know what I mean? And it's like we got that 16-point lead and C.J. Fair, and they started missing layups and playing and just playing like the game was kind of like over. And Louisville crept back in the game. Because they got it down to 10. Once they got it down to 10, I was like, okay, Louisville going to take this game over. It's going to be a wrap. And I think that Syracuse, we're not that same team that we was in previous years where you could kind of like squeak out a win. We know how to win. I think it's like we don't know how to play from behind, my dude. And we got comfortable. And Louisville's not a team to get comfortable against. Once them zeros get on the clock, then you can celebrate.
So who you banking on is going to win?
I got my Final Four. It's kind of crazy this year, man. I got Duke, Gonzaga, Miami, and Kansas in the Final Four. And at the end of the day, I got Gonzaga and Miami in the championship, and I got Gonzaga winning.
I ain't gonna lie, you know, I don't really know nothing about college ball, but the way Duke was playing that night when I was seeing them, I'm definitely gonna say Duke.
I got them going far, man, because I think that, you know, Duke is, you know, this is their time of the year. This is when they wake up, you know what I mean? When they turn the lights on, it's, you know, it's Duke. You know, and they got one of their important players back, and I think that, you know, once again, it's their time of the year, man. You know, they play Albany on Friday in their first game, so I think they're gonna walk over Albany, and you know, they might have a little tougher go against Creighton if Creighton beats Cincinnati. Like I got Creighton over Cincinnati in my brackets, and we got a little bracket thing going on ESPN.com. After further review, and then they do it on the women's side too, so the women have a tournament as well.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
yo, I gotta get into this
because
this is something serious.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shoot the information. It's on after further review. The link is on after further review. You know what I'm saying? Just go to the link and jump on the link and just sign your name up and get on the bracket and get in a little contest, whatever we got it going on the men's side and on the women's side. So it's, you know, it's twice as nice, man. So maybe you get two of them if you win. And we got it popping off. So it goes down. Let me shout out my man, Big Rich, holding the situation down, and Miss Lavina holding it down. GQ Palace is in the building all day, hard body karate. Bong, bong. Yeah, Mike, so, I mean, you know, it's good to take our mind off our troubles with them Knicks, right?
It's like
the MASH unit right now over there, my dude.
You know what?
Everybody hurt up, broke up.
Exactly. I don't know. Everybody's so fragile right now. You know what I mean? It's been fragile this time. I'm like,
everybody's
so fragile. What's going on?
You know,
it's like y'all playing football instead of basketball and you get hurt.
Right. You got Tyson Chandler with the neck. You got Carmelo with the leg, and you got your boy Amari Stoudemire taking his usual. I'm not going to be in the playoffs when the playoffs start. You know, you know what I'm saying. He's hurt again. He's going to be out for 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. Stoudemire, I think they should have just left him and let Carmelo do what he do. Because I think Carmelo, when Stoudemire came, he was trying to push it, but couldn't push it like he wanted to. Like it was going to be some type of controversy or something if he was to do it.
It's looking like Stoudemire is kind of, you know, I'm going to use the F word. The word that you use is fragile. And it kind of looks like Stoudemire's are, you know, heading towards fragile status.
Stoudemire should play golf.
It's always a time of the year, man, where he get hurt, where it's, you know, it's crunch time. Why are you always getting hurt at crunch time?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why we always got to wait for you to come back?
Exactly.
When you come back, you're going to do this. And when you come back, you're going to do that. That's what I would ask him. Why we always got to wait for you to come back? We went to the playoffs last year. You beat up the fire extinguisher. We went to the playoffs the year before that. Your back was hurt. Can't be mad at you because your back is hurt. But come on, yo.
But Stoudemire,
if it's not one thing, it's another with that dude. Go ahead, my dude.
Yeah, and if he played golf, it might be his wrist. You know, because it's always something. I think he might as well just let it go, give it up, you know. Just leave it alone now, because everything he do, no matter what he do, he go to the hole, he hurt. Shoot a jump shot, he hurt. You know what I mean? So it's like a terrible thing for him. So I think he's just let it go, leave it alone, and should just left Carmelo doing what he has to do and keep it moving.
Right.
You know, but I guess he figured his age, and he want to get as much as he could get. That's how
I mean, sometimes you just got to, you know, bite the bullet and take it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? And again, where, you know, if you're not contributing and helping the club win, you know, they can get better. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do to get better so when you come back, you can contribute and, you know, we can be stronger with you. Because right now, we're not doing nothing with you and we're not doing nothing without you, you know? And you know, we had a nice win last night. You know what I'm saying? You know? And really, to me, that was unexpected. We did it on the road. You know what I mean, and it was cool. You know that you know we handled our business like that with, you know, people out. We won 90-83 over Utah. So I mean, you know, JR does his numbers. I mean, if we could get that on a consistent basis, you know what I mean? Because I don't want JR scoring 45 points and nobody else doing nothing, and we lose by two.
Exactly. So, and what's going on with the Lakers?
Well, the Lakers right now holding down the eighth spot. So if the season was over today, they would be in the playoffs. But they lost to Phoenix by 23 last night, 99-76. And Kobe, you know, Kobe's still out, you know what I mean, with the ankle. So they got to, you know, they got to do what they got to do. But I think that the teams that they're chasing and that's chasing them are just really just, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, to kind of like helping the Lakers out. So to me, the Lakers got to do what they got to do, but the other teams are losing as well. Because they're a game in front of Utah, you know, for the eighth spot, and Utah lost to the Knicks. So it's not like Utah is gaining any ground on them. The Lakers lose, they lose. And then, you know, the team that the Lakers are behind, used to Rockets, you know, they lost. So the Lakers are not gaining any ground, and nobody's gaining no ground on them. So basically, they're just, you know, playing out the string, and we're going to see what's going to happen with them. You know, see what's going to happen when Kobe comes back. You know, and I think that the Lakers should be able to hold the fort down, you know, at least till, you know, when he comes back, you know what I mean? I think that he shouldn't come back till he's ready. You know?
Wow.
You know, he got a couple days off here. The Lakers' next game is against the Wizards on Friday night. So maybe he might even sit that one out.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they could beat the Wizards. They can beat the Wizards. You know, give his ankle some more time to really, really heal. You know? Then they don't have another game until next Monday against at Golden State. Now, see, he can come back for that one. You know, it's not like the Wizards doing any numbers on them. You know what I mean? They're not playing for no playoff spot or nothing like that. Let him sit that game out. Make sure his ankle is right. And then come back against Golden State because they chasing Golden State for the sixth seed. So that would be my strategy towards that as far as Kobe. You know, he tried to come back already, but he couldn't do it. You know what I mean? He tried to come back and play, and he couldn't do it on his ankle. It was swollen still. So I think he should get some rest and make sure that he's right when he does come back. We got a score update. North Carolina A&T 67. Liberty 61 in the first four game in the NCAA tournament. Again, Liberty is one of them teams that shouldn't even be there, man. But you know what, though? They won their conference tournament. So, you know, their record was 15 and 20. They won 15 games, they lost 20. And they in the NCAA tournament. You got some teams that lost like 6 and 7 games this year, and they not in the tournament.
I gotta definitely thank you for looking out for it,
bro. No doubt. We here, you know what I mean? We here for the community and all that. GQ Palace after further review, but it's for real, man. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, you know, if you can get into it and you find you a particular team or style or coach that you like and you run with them to the tournament, and you see what happens. Because again, you got a squad like VCU, that's Virginia Commonwealth. They got a coach Shaka Smart. You know what I mean? He may, you know, they take, you know, usually take deep runs into the tournament. That's a team to watch. You know what I mean? You know, as you say, you gotta keep your eye on Duke. You know, they're gonna make that run.
I'm gonna keep my eye because I ain't never seen no college games play like that. I ain't even watched college games.
Right.
You're right. They all better than the NBA because they definitely be going in. For a simple fact, they trying to get to that NBA status, so they gonna go in. I was thinking about that.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's definitely like, you know, scouts and stuff, and they playing, you know, for that, you know, the next level and things of that nature. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, something that worth watching and just seeing how, you know, cats progress, man, throughout their careers. So you can say, I remember when I watched him when he was playing college ball. You know what I mean? Like, we never get the chance to say that about cats like, you know, Kobe Bryant or Kevin Garnett.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We never got a chance to watch them play college ball or whatever. And it's getting to the point now. It's like, okay, remember that one year when so and so was in college? You know what I mean? Because they go to school for one year and they leave. You know, and even you know, it's not a thing that's happening. That's something new. Because even Magic left after his sophomore year. He left Michigan State. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
I just knew my man was going to be in there, Kareem, because he was doing it. My man Brian Reach, he was playing in North Carolina. I just knew
right.
They wind up going overseas. I was like,
wow. Yeah.
I mean, wow, though.
Yeah, it's another situation over there. It's like you go, you know, you go overseas to get your game right, you know what I mean, and hopefully, you know, make some noise over there, and, you know, hopefully, you know, get picked up for a 10-day in the NBA, or maybe, you know, get to the D League or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It's options now. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was an option where you can go to a D League squad, or you can, you know, take your talent. You could always take your talents overseas. Overseas is always popping as far as professional basketball players, you know?
So I knew that.
Yeah.
But my thing was, you know, the way they was doing it, you know, I'm like, all right, one of them going to get drafted. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's definitely going to be in the NBA.
Right.
Next thing I know, I see Kareem playing ball with us at Cedar Park. I said, what the hell? What's going on? Go to Castle Hill, see Brian Reese out there playing ball. I'm like,
right. But then Kareem go to, what school Kareem went to? Arkansas, right?
Yeah, Arkansas, exactly.
Okay. I remember my dude.
Virginia Tech as well.
And where?
I think it was at Virginia Tech, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I remember Kareem in Arkansas.
Yeah.
All right, you know, GQ Powers is in the building. I got my man Mike in the building with me, man. They're having some technical difficulties in the building, man. We're trying to get you on the air in a second. I don't know what's popping over there on the other side, but it's going down. So just bear with us, man. I'm here. You know what I mean? Me and Mike will hold the fort down until, you know, they get the situation cleared up over there.
Nowhere, because I need to know more about this college thing.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going down, my dude.
I was open. I ain't even lying to you. I was
right.
Open. I was like, wow. You know? And the refs don't call like, you know, like they do in the NBA, every little tap or nothing like that.
Right,
they let them play ball. You know what I mean? They be letting them really play ball and go in. Like, it's something like Rutgers type thing. But, you know, the calls ain't as, you know, strict or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like really enjoying it. But I'm going to definitely be looking at some other joints, too. No question about it. So I'll find out what's going on. But I'm going to tell you, I think Duke, the way they was playing, how they were going in, that's who it's going to be.
Okay.
That's who
all
I
right.
think it's going to be.
I ain't mad at that.
No question about it. Definitely going to be Duke.
Right. And they have, you know, they have the games going on in different cities and stuff like that. So, like, what's real ironic is that the first round of the tournament is going to be some first-round games are going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, which is Rupp Arena, where the Kentucky Wildcats play, right? And the Kentucky Wildcats didn't even make the tournament.
Wow.
So,
and
I mean,
that's another hot team.
Huh?
And that's another hot team.
Who that?
Wildcats.
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Oh, if you say so, they didn't make the tournament. They're playing in the NIT. Oh, you asking me? I mean, this is. I think this is one of those years where it caught up to John Calipari, man. Kentucky is one of those teams where they have, you know, they have good teams. They win 30 games, you know what I mean. But they, you know, the kids leave after the first year. He had he had a season a couple of years ago where his whole starting five left.
Oh damn!
His whole starting five left. They, you know, that was the class with Kid Gilchrist. He's playing in the NBA now. So I mean, they left because they knew that they was gonna get in the NBA, which was a good look for them. But this is what happens. You know what I mean? This is the price you pay. Now you had an all right season. It could have been better if your center didn't get hurt and tear up his knee. Shout out to Nerlens Noel. You know what I mean? He messed his knee up. So that kind of like, you know, took them down a couple pegs. And plus the seasons that they were having, they were losing a lot of games that they shouldn't have lost. This just wasn't Kentucky's year, you know.
Wow.
Now, the way they could come back and rub it in everybody's face and say we deserve to be in the big tournament is that they win the NIT. They're in the NIT tournament, which is kind of like the little, you know, where the team, if you're not good enough to make the big tournament, you go to the other tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not as prestigious as the NCAA. NCAA tournament is the big dance. That's what they call the big dance. You know what I mean? Hold on for a second. I didn't get the bell, but we're having technical difficulties, so I'm going to let that rock. We got T in the building with us. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. How you doing, Mom? Oh, I spoke too soon.
Hello?
Yeah. What's good, T?
Mike, you stop laughing, okay?
Gotta get off that analog, get with the digital.
Yo, yo.
Me and the man was going in right now.
You know I gotta interrupt things. What's the Don?
We talking about this NCAA tournament because you know it's jumping off tonight. You know what I mean?
And I know
you hyped the charge because you got a lot of teams from around your area that's in the tournament. Villanova, LaSalle, Temple. You know what I mean? So,
you talking about basketball?
It's the NCAA tournament. So I'm putting Mike on the game right now. You know what I mean? So that's
Mike,
just what
you
it
gonna
is.
You gonna help teach me, Mike?
Listen, I'm gonna keep it real with you. You gotta learn. You gotta be your own. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I was watching the game like I was telling the mayor, and those dudes had me. They had me open. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. I'm gonna start writing down names now.
I'm telling you, Mike. I'm telling you, we got the picks on ESPN.com, man. Just go on there, man, and pick who you think is gonna win, and you never know what's gonna happen, man. Because everybody's doing it.
Little old ladies
is picking. You know, they final four teams.
Does this mean that the season almost over?
The regular season is over.
Regular season is over.
But that's just for college ball. So what you have, some giggle juice for lunch or something? What's going on?
No, because you know I don't know nothing. I know I've supposed to been trying and watching, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. You had grandma duty, and it's your birthday tomorrow and all that. Yeah. Let's give T some applause. Her birthday is tomorrow. She wanted to put that advertise on after
Thank
for the
you.
Review, GC College Sports. But listen, yeah, it's going down in the tournament and things of that nature. What you think about your boy Nnamdi Asamoah going to the Saints?
Ooh, I seen him release him.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, uh-oh.
Now he can eat. All right, thank you. Now he can eat his lunch in front of the Superdome in his car.
You know, and I also heard this morning about them, Tim Tebow maybe going to Arena.
Hey man, if that's where he ends up, if Terrell Owens could do it, and Tim Tebow,
he can do it.
You know what I'm saying?
He definitely can do it.
I just think that with Tim Tebow is a situation where they put the cart before the horse. If he, you know, he wasn't that nice, why are you giving him this money? Why are you giving him this shine? You know what I mean?
Right.
We know why he was getting the shine because of the other aspects that he brought to the table, which was fine. No disrespect
right.
to that, but the main reason why you're here is because you're an athlete and you're a ball player. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
You won your national championships at Florida. You did your numbers, so we kind of like gave you the benefit of the doubt. But now you turned into a rock star, but for what?
Yeah.
And I think
that's
the same thing. You know, it's the same thing with Mark Sanchez, but with Tebow is on a different level. You know, they follow him. You know, it's beyond the game with Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So every time, you know, he, you know, had a little, you know, success or whatever, you know, and here we go. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, didn't the Ravens lose most of their starters?
Well, you know, a lot of people are leaving the Ravens, you know what I mean?
What's up with that?
Because, it's a money thing. It's a money
thing. Okay.
You know, they gave Flacco all that money. Now Flacco's the highest paid player in the league, highest paid quarterback ever. Which is, and that's getting ready to get knocked out the box because the Packers is getting ready to pay Aaron Rodgers. So it's like, to me, it affects other parts of your game. You see how the situation went down with Wes Welker, where they didn't want to pay, they didn't want to give Wes Welker, you know, what he wanted. He left and he went to Denver. And then the Patriots turned around and got Danny Amendola and paid him more money than they was going to give Welker.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Listening to a lot of stuff on the news, and I'm like, wow. Are you serious?
My Buccaneers, we got Deshaun Golson from the 49ers, and we're trying to get, I heard through the grapevine, we're trying to get Darrell Revis.
Wow.
So,
but wait a minute. They haven't had the picks yet, right?
No, the draft is April 25th.
The draft.
Yeah, the NFL draft is April 25th.
And what goes on with the draft? You know, they go to their houses and all that, you were saying?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead,
the,
man.
The NFL draft is just kind of like where, you know, they all get down at the, you know, at the Garden or at the Felt Forum, and they announce the picks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is where they be sitting in the rooms with, like, we had with their families and stuff, their moms, their pops, their girls or whatever, their kids or whatever.
They be packed.
And some of them get invited and some of them don't. You know what I mean? And then you have, here's the situation with that. Now, say you have a pick. Somebody that is supposed to be getting picked in, like, the first three or four picks, and they drop down. Now they're sitting in the room, and their stock is going down. So every time they don't get picked, they're losing money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you go in the draft, and everybody say, oh, you're going to get picked in the top three. Okay. So you figure, if you don't get picked first, okay, cool. You don't get picked second, okay, cool. Now you're expecting your name to get called. You got your chest puffed out. You ready to hear your name.
Mm-hmm.
Bong. They say somebody else's name. Now, by the time the fifth or sixth pick come around, it's like now people's like, oh, snap, why didn't so-and-so get picked? And
right.
You suddenly drop it where maybe you might have a situation going on with you, or maybe you might have, you know, something going on where teams are turned off by you. And you just, and you know, and your stock just drops. And the more, you know, the more stock that you lose, the more money you lose.
Right.
So it's a situation where, you know, you're in control of your whole situation. You know what I mean? People are watching you. You don't want to be the cat that you know, is constantly getting arrested like the honey badger from LSU. You know what I mean? My man from LSU, he got kicked off the team.
Wow.
But he still was at the NFL Combine working out. Tyrone Mathieu is his name from LSU, the honey badger. He's good. Real good football player. But he can't he can't stay away from the trees.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got kicked off the squad at LSU, you know what I mean? And knocked LSU out the box, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm watching this game right now, 73-72, 8 seconds left in the game, Mike. North Carolina A&T, 73, Liberty, 72, 8.5 seconds left.
And they be, and you know, the score, and they be going in, and it be so close. That's what makes it so exciting, too.
So, yeah, but like I was saying with Mathieu, you know, he got into trouble, and, you know, he's talented enough, and he's still at the combine, and he's still trying to get picked up. But you know his stock is going to drop.
Yeah.
He might not get picked to the third or fourth round.
Wow.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know? And so that basically all we try to say is, you know, if you're going to do your stuff and you're going to be an athlete, represent that to the fullest because your future is on the line.
Exactly, exactly. You know,
you know
and
saying?
Go out there and blow it because you want to get high.
Right.
You know, you blowing a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
BS,
right. That's right. That's right.
You also blowing your future.
That's right. That's right. Liz,
yeah.
You got the kid from I think he's got to sit out the first half of the tournament game because he got arrested over the weekend.
Wow.
For resisting arrest and causing a disturbance. So now you get into the biggest tournament of the year. You made the tournament, and you can't participate because you went out and you want to act stupid.
And that's what I understand, because you got a couple of them that probably, I think, probably do that. You know,
yeah, I mean,
it's about... You know what I want to ask you? What's this about when they be like, you know, they say the college kids can't accept money and all that. So what would be the outcome if they was to accept like $10,000 or something like that?
Well,
that mess up their career?
Effectively, as far as their school career, it would be done.
Wow.
They would have to, you know, they would have to be out. And it's been instances and circumstances where they had the situation at Ohio State, where the kids was trading tattoos for sneakers and things of that nature, and everybody got jammed up. So it goes on all over the place. Illegal recruiting, it goes on all over the place. And, you know, you have these college teams that are good for like 5, 6, 7 years. You wonder how they do it because it's like a revolving door. Kids are leaving, and they're still constantly recruiting good kids, and they're still there, and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 years down the line, find out there was a recruiting scandal. They was cheating. The kids wasn't going to school. And like it's Syracuse. Even with Fab Mello. You know what I'm saying? Then we got, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. Then we got the situation with Sutherland. So, you know, it behooves these kids to do what they got to do. You know, you're not good.
Right.
You're not good enough for like a Stephon Marbury is going to say, you know what, Georgia Tech? I'm only going to be here for 2 years. So you need to recruit me and recruit somebody else because I'm not staying.
Okay.
You got to respect that.
Okay,
you might not like it, but you got to respect it. Bobby Cremins was like, bet.
Okay, so let me ask you, what if they recruit the kids? And then they play it, and then they decide to get them started. That's still.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
All right, let's say, for instance, you get recruited. Let's say you want to see, you get recruited. You're playing ball with them now, and they decide to give you, let's say, $10,000.
Okay, I'm a student. If I'm a student, that would be kind of like, nah, that's not going to happen.
So
the only way that can happen for me, the only way that can happen for me is if I left school.
No, but you already on the team.
Already on what team? Am I playing for college or am I playing the NBA?
You playing college? I'm talking about college students.
Okay, I'm playing for my school. I'm an amateur.
Okay, but yeah, but I'm just saying, Jim. Let's say you playing, they scout you, they want you, all right? You're a good player, playing like I said earlier a little while ago. What if a team just give you money, you know, to recruit you? But now, what if you already recruited? And they give you the money. You understand?
The money, if I'm already on a squad and I'm already playing for a school, money wouldn't be an issue.
I understand what you're saying. It wouldn't be an issue because they already got you.
Right.
You understand? But I'm saying, but what if it just comes to that point where, you know, they'd be like, all right, well, here's a little something for yourself, but just coming to the team.
It would go, we got a final. North Carolina A&T 73, Liberty 72. Liberty shouldn't have never been there in the first place. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Take your 15 and 20 behind home. I didn't understand why Liberty was in the tournament. Bye-bye. But anyway, Mike, if it was a situation where you're playing for a college team, that money wouldn't be an issue, but they do that when they recruit you. Now, if you're still playing high school and you're that top tier basketball player, and you got a visit, you get visits. You get to go to Georgetown. You get to go to North Carolina. You get to go to Miami, Florida State, whatever. They're gonna treat you like a king. They're gonna have your name all on the scoreboard. They're gonna have, you know, they're gonna entice you to come there. That's their recruiting thing right there. That's when they pull out the red carpet. That's when they make you feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And whatever else they're going to give you on the side, you know what I mean? That's going to make you say, okay, I'm going to this school. So that's the option that you have as a high school player to make visits. You get to make a certain amount of visits, you know what I mean, to a certain number of schools. So there's a rule for that, too. You know what I mean? So you have to, you're going to make your visit. They make their play for you. Say you're going to be the best thing on this campus. It's going to be all about you, blah, 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 blah. And then you decide with your parents if the education is first and foremost in your situation, then that's how you should rock it. But if whatever, you know, you want to do, stay close to home, go away from home, do whatever. And it ends up how it ends up. You go where your heart tells you to go.
So they don't really get the money until they, like at the drafts and they are put on a team, right?
What do you mean? They don't get the money.
As far as them like getting paid, they don't get any money.
Okay, I got you.
I think NFL, right?
Let me see. As far as basketball, you have to sign your contract first. You get drafted. Just because you get drafted, you don't get paid that night. You get drafted, then you got to negotiate your contract.
Oh, okay.
And you're not officially on the team. You just get to shake hands, take a picture with the commissioner, and put on a hat.
Wow.
Now it gets down to business. All of that draft stuff and the pictures with the commissioner and all that with the hats, that's for show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, now you might have a particular instance where, you know, a deal might be done already. Where they say, okay, we got the number one pick, lock them down, we're going to stop. But that's very, very rare. It's more common that you sign, that you have your first round draft pick holds out because you're not giving him enough money. You know what I'm saying? So how can I, as a player that you drafted me, you thought enough of me as a football player, a basketball player, or whatever, to get drafted on your team, and I'm telling you that I'm not coming to play for you because you're not giving me enough money. And it's not really the player, it's the agent. And all the agent is trying to do is give you fair market value, and he's just doing his job. So it's really it's really crazy.
Wow.
It's really crazy. It's really, really crazy.
So is it up to the like the player to pick their agent or?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
does
it's up
that go?
It's up to the player to pick the agent. And let
okay.
me tell you a situation that just happened this week, T, and
okay.
I think you probably heard about it with Elvis Dumervil from Denver Broncos.
No.
Okay. He wanted to sign with the Denver Broncos. He's a free agent. He wanted to sign with Denver. Right?
Uh-huh.
They got down to they got there at 4 o'clock, 4:30 was the deadline, okay? He had told them on Friday that he wanted to do his contract and renegotiate with them. Bong, everything was fine.
Uh-huh.
His agent did not fax the papers over there to the Denver Broncos until 4:30, and it was too late.
Wow.
So now Elvis Dumervil is out of a job, okay?
Whoa.
And you know he fired his agent.
He gave his
agent the scissors, and now like that, you know, they're trying to work, you know, trying to make a situation where they had the players' union is looking into it or whatever, and it's like it's nothing really you can do.
Right.
It's a rule.
Right.
It's a rule. They gave you all this time to do what you're supposed to do, you know. They're trying to make it, and now the Denver Broncos are trying to make a situation where since he verbally agreed to the deal, can they still go through with it? You know what I mean? And I don't know how, you know, I don't know how in what context that the NFL is even going to try to, you know, deal with that. But that's crazy. That's just an instance right there. You putting your trust, your life in the hands of somebody else, and this is how they do you.
Oh, okay.
You know,
wow.
So if your agent negotiates your deal. You know, so that's why, you know, and you want to have, you know, everybody wants to be the highest paid player. You know, like they did, like I just said, they just the Ravens just paid Flacco, so now he's the highest paid quarterback ever. Okay, so now Green Bay is coming out the woodworks, and they're saying they want to renegotiate their contract with Aaron Rodgers, so he can be the highest paid player ever.
Wow.
So it's a money.
Okay, I got another question. What's up with Victor Cruz?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think that the Giants, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, a rock and a hard place. They want to sign Victor Cruz, and I think he deserves his money.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, it's up to the Giants, you know, what they want to do. And they make an offer, and, you know, then they have a counter offer, and then they counter offer to their counter offer, and then, you know, it's barely just a ring around the rosy situation until they decide, you know, what they want to do and offer them a tender and try to keep them that way. But
uh-huh.
Somebody else might sneak in there and say, you know what, Victor Cruz, you know, he wants to stay a Giant. You know, he's from Jersey or whatever, you know what I mean? I understand all that. But, you know, nothing, especially in the NFL, is not guaranteed. So go where the money's at. You see where Greg Jennings left Green Bay, and he went to Minnesota. So now he's going to be, he's playing with the enemy. So
wow.
it's really a crazy situation, you know. Especially in the NFL, it's really the hardest because that money is not guaranteed. They could pay you some money and turn around and cut you tomorrow.
What you mean?
Because the Eagles could still cut Michael Vick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So especially in football, and so if you're going to get your money, and you can't be mad at these cats for getting, because you know how it is with football. You can't, you know, you don't know if you're guaranteed from one play to the next. So get
wow.
your money, get what you can get up front, guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So at least you know you're gonna leave with something, you know, if something happens to you, knock on wood. You know what I'm saying? So it's really all about money, man. The owners want to get they want to get what they can get out the deal. The players are trying to get their so-called fair market value, okay? Because nobody wants to get paid 1 cent less than the next guy.
So let me ask you, what's actually the highest paid sport?
Well, you got baseball players making $20 million a year.
I was going to say.
You got to have a basketball player making $30 million next year. So you tell me.
Mm. But, you know, don't necessarily go by the player.
What do you mean goes by the player?
All right, let's say, for instance, like, let's say you got, like, Shaq when he came in, when he was getting, like, $5 million or something like that a year, or more than that or something, or was it 40? Somebody, as soon as they started, you understand what I mean?
Right.
So does it actually go by the fact of the player, what they actually were, or do it goes by the league Period.
Well, it could work either way in certain circumstances. I'm gonna give you an example that I can tell you off the top of my head. Look at Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is the only athlete in history to sign and play through two $100 million contracts. Okay?
Serious?
Two.
Wow.
So you do the math. You tell me how much Derek Jeter is worth from the door. Okay? He played through two $100 million contracts. Okay? You know what Derek Jeter's done for the Yankees, right? Derek Jeter played his contract out. Derek Jeter was going to be a free agent. Now, one of them said, who's going to sign Derek Jeter? And who's going to turn that, you know what I mean? And when Derek Jeter makes his offer to the Yankees, he's one of them dudes to say, like, you know what? I'm going to play my contract out. They give me my money at the end of the contract. Okay? You know what Derek Jeter's done for the Yankees, my dude. He deserves every penny. So who's going to turn around and offer Derek Jeter more money than the Yankees?
And see, that's what I mean. You know, because he's a prime.
But you know what? Who's to say that somebody won't offer him more money? So that's why you kind of say, you know, test your, you know, see what you're worth. Go out there on the free agent market and see what you're worth. You know what I mean? Let them wine and dine you and see what they're going to pay you. You know what I'm saying? Just for some players play, you know, just to be in a position to be a free agent. So they can go to other teams and see how other teams will treat them and things of that nature. So once you play your contract out, now you're a free agent. Now, you know, you're up for the highest bidder. So that's how that works. And then sometimes teams get handcuffed because they want to pay everybody $100 million, like the Knicks. They want to give Amari Stoudemire $100 million. They want to give Carmelo Anthony $100 million. For what?
Wow. That's a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? They're just throwing money around because, the Dolans got it like that. You know what I mean? If you was running cable vision and you was charging people through the nose and making them pay buckets of blood for cable that, you know, hardly works, and $1,500 for a courtside seat, hey, do that too. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's the Knicks, man. So, you know, they redid the Garden over and they went out and got this old behind team and I just can't. I can't explain it. 7-0 seems like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so they redid the Garden? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did they do that?
Like the last couple of seasons, they was redoing the Garden.
Man, I gotta get out a little more.
Yeah, man. Apparently.
I'm missing everything here. I gotta get out a little more. I'm like, they redid the Garden. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah, Mike, man. Yeah,
wow.
So. Yeah, so basically that. So the money is basically the money changes everything, and the money runs everything.
Okay, so what happens if you don't fill out your contract? You don't get the money?
Ding, 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 ding. That episode of Answer Your Own Question was brought to you by the Dreads from off of Notre Dame. You see how it got quiet?
let it
sink in for a second. okay, I got it now.
So somebody got a 5-year contract, and they only play for 4 years. They not getting it. I mean, like, how does that work?
But Mike, let me ask you this, my dude. Okay, what would be the reason why they only play for 4 years?
All right, let's just say
if they can get hurt.
Let's say a pitcher. You
okay.
Know, pitchers, let's say baseball, a pitcher. You know, they throw 5 miles per hour. So let's say they got a 5-year contract and they're going for 4 years and they feel like, you know, they're pulling their arm now. They can't throw it as fast as the league.
Like Johan Santana from the Mets.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a situation where, you know, he's going to, you know, try to, you know, get himself back together. You know what I mean? They're going to still pay him. They're going to still pay him. You know what I'm saying? But his value, you know what, though? From the owner's side of the table, you know what the owner's going to say? The owners are going to say, okay, he's been here for 4 years. What has he done for us for them 4 years? Okay? Has he been one of the top 5 pitchers in the league? Has he, you know, earned that? Because his contract is getting ready to run out. So now it's going to be time to renegotiate.
Mm.
All right, we got the bell, so that means we got another caller. We got a caller, Laura Kia. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's poppin'?
Kia.
Hello. Kia, what's good? We got a moment of silence for Kentucky.
Lord.
We got a moment of silence for Kentucky.
We were having such a good time.
Kia's in the building. What's good? We gonna have a moment of silence for Kentucky. And you know what? And Kia, what's good?
Nothing.
And you know how ironic that is? You know, the first some games are going to be played at Rupp Arena. That's so sad.
Wow.
But it's all right though. Cause I know my Syracuse Orange been about to get done in the first round too.
I gotta say, second round. I'm gonna say Duke, and I don't care what Kia says. You can say I don't know my sport, but I don't give a. I'm riding out with Duke. That's who I'm riding out with.
Duke.
So Kia, let's get your insight on the tournament. All the teams been picked and all that. Liberty just got beat, so they got sent home early. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. So what's your analysis and outlook on the NCAA tournament?
I think Kentucky got beat up.
I can't hear you. What you said?
It shouldn't have been any of that hard in there, but it is what it is.
Like who?
Kentucky got snubbed. I think they got snubbed. I think they should have been in there.
Kentucky wasn't going to make the tournament.
They could have made the tournament.
If they would have won it, the only way they was going to get in was like Liberty winning the conference tournament. That was the only way that they was gonna get in. I think they played Vanderbilt in the tournament. If they'd have won that game and they would have went a little, even if they'd have lost in the conference final, then I could have said, okay, maybe Kentucky deserves a shot. But they made it easy for them by losing early in the SEC tournament. That's all.
Well,
you know what I
don't respect Kentucky got snubbed.
Yeah,
again.
I eat that because look at a team like Liberty. I would have definitely rather see Kentucky than Liberty. Liberty was 15-20, and they just lost. You know, we had, nice to see you. Nice for visiting. We have some lovely parting gifts. You can go home now. So I feel like, you know, I don't think that Kentucky got snubbed. I just think that this year they just wasn't good enough. You know. But who's your final four?
I haven't even done mine yet. Because other people I had sent them the thing to do theirs, so I haven't even done mine. I'm gonna do mine probably today or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow. I have more time to think about it. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. But
okay.
I wanted, because people were telling me that they couldn't find it, and I didn't know what they were talking about, and I couldn't even. And I didn't have time to look, and then I had to look for my cousins, and I finally found it.
I'm gonna send you the link.
He found it. So.
Oh, okay. No problem.
It's Rashad Henderson is up there. So my nephew, he's up well.
No doubt.
He should be up there. My other cousin's supposed to be whatever. So.
Okay, no doubt. But back to the question. What's your final four? Hold on 1 second. We got another call on the line. Hold on 1 second. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on?
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Hey
Angie. Hey Jim, what's going on?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
Kia.
Sorry.
All right. Just before Angie got in the situation, I was asking you, what's your final four look like?
I have Kansas in there. I have Gonzaga in there. I don't have Miami in there. I think they'll get out before the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Who's my other final four if they could get in there? I'm hoping Georgetown can get in there, but I'm not, you know, too leery right now about that. But if I pick who's going to win it all, I'm going to pick Kansas that's going to win it all.
Okay. Did you see, and I know you want to talk about, you didn't see what happened, my Syracuse Orangemen choked it up Saturday night. We was up by 16, and we were playing Louisville for the championship. Huh?
Yeah, that was crazy.
And we turned around and lost by 17. But I just think we're going to be an easy out in the tournament. We play against Montana.
Oh, yeah, they will be knocked out the first round.
Yeah, we got a game against Montana. We're fourth. We're fourth in the what region? We got us in the East. We're fourth in the East region, and we play Montana. And Montana is no joke. They're going to be playing three ball all day long, and they're going to shoot Syracuse out there 2-3, and it's going to be a problem. So I'm not really putting too much stock in my Orangemen. My final four is Miami, Kansas, Duke, And Miami, Kansas, Duke, and hold on, huh? No, hold on, hold on. It's Miami, Kansas, Duke, and
Gonzaga. Don't you have them?
Gonzaga, yeah, Gonzaga. I got Gonzaga winning. I got Gonzaga winning it all.
I think
St. Mary's is gonna beat Middle Tennessee State. That game is coming on in a little while, in a few minutes. I think St. Mary's is gonna win. You gotta watch out for them. They're in the same. They played at the same conference with Gonzaga.
They were not the same as last year. They're not gonna beat Middle Tennessee.
Okay. State. All right. No doubt. And so what you thinking about? Okay, you say Georgetown. Georgetown. They got Florida Gulf. They're going to win that game. Then
yep.
They got either San Diego State or Oklahoma. I think Georgetown should make it to the Sweet 16, where they might run into Florida.
We'll be Florida. That's why I said Florida's not going. They'll be Florida.
Yeah. Okay. I got Florida and Kansas playing in the South Championship. And Kansas Kansas is in the Final Four. Miami got an easy run, man. There's nobody in the East. There's nobody in the East region. Indiana? Come on now. Miami got an easy run. They're going to see Marquette on the other side of their bracket. That's just going to be like a Big East game. Then the toughest game they're going to have is going to be the Elite Eight. That's going to be the East Final where they play Indiana. That's going to be the toughest. There's nobody in the East. Nobody.
They knew what they were doing when they did these brackets. I don't care.
you think the fix was in?
Oh, yeah, the fix is in. Come on.
Why? Because Kentucky didn't get in?
No, I didn't know because
Kentucky. Wow.
Angie, what's good? What's going on?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. Nothing much. I'm just calling in to listen. I don't watch college basketball. I do watch it, but I don't really know too much about college basketball or whatever.
Well, you're gonna learn tonight. This is the time of the year to get into college basketball. Cause
I know. When they really play. They play hungry. Yeah.
Nobody's really talking about the NBA right now, man. It's all
but
about
listen,
the NCAA
I didn't say
tournament.
I don't watch it. I just don't. You know, I don't follow statistics.
No doubt.
I do watch it though. You know.
No doubt.
Why would you make the comment about Kentucky? I wouldn't have Kentucky going to the Sweet 16 or the. I probably would have them knocked out the second round, but I wouldn't have Kentucky going strong.
But I don't think Kentucky should be in the first place.
They should. Well, that's true. Well, your opinion, my opinion. I think they should have been in.
And they didn't get in. I was hoping. When I saw South Dakota State and a Northwestern State, I was like, okay, maybe. Then when they got to the last region, I was like, oh, damn. Kentucky not going to get in. But then I was like, okay, they're playing James Madison in the NIT tournament. Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You can't make the NCAA tournament every year. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, Kentucky is Kentucky. And again, you know what I mean? Like I was telling Mike earlier, it's kind of like, you know, all those kids that come and do a one and done, you know what I'm saying? It kind of like catches up to you. You know, and Noel got hurt, so that, you know, that factors into it, too. Noel got hurt. If he wouldn't have got hurt, they definitely would have been in. Just on the strength of how, you know, the season that he was having. So, I mean, things happen, so.
They should have put everything in perspective, and they should have let Kentucky get in that slot and some of them other teams.
I mean, they don't have no love for it. And they won the tournament last year. So, I mean, you know, they don't have no love, you know. You hot one day, you not the next. So,
yeah, you win some, you lose some.
You know, go ahead.
After they won last year, I picked them to win last year. They won.
Mm-hmm.
So after everybody won, they left.
Right.
I was
there
to take
the yeah. So, it's a blessing and a curse for them to be able to have the ability to take the game to the next level. But then, you know, it's like, again, you know, where does that leave the school? They recruited you, and does that conversation even come up anymore that you're going to be around for 4 years?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you already got your eyes set.
It's rare that any last one of them going to last for 4 years. It's a rare now.
Yeah.
Nobody's lasting for 4 years. It's a rare.
Mm.
Well, Kentucky got one of the biggest class coming in this year, so I was going to have, you know,
But like he does every year, though. Calipari always have a nice recruiting class or whatever. But the point of the matter is, how soon are they going to turn around and leave?
Well, you know? Noel will be back. He's going. Well, yeah.
Yeah, after he get his knee right, he's going to leave.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, the tournament is, you know, it's big money. We was talking about that, too. You know, this is where CBS is going to make their guap. CBS is really going to get it in. You know what I mean, with this NCAA tournament, and that's why they signed on for all of the dollars for that TV deal, so they can box NBC and Fox out the picture. So you know,
they would never have that. Yeah, they control that.
Yeah. CBS ain't playing. They gonna hold on to that NCAA tournament. You can have the Super Bowl, you can have the World Series, you can have the NBA Finals, but you're not getting your hands on this NCAA tournament. I'm sorry, they gonna hold that down. You can have the Olympics. You can have all of that. We're keeping the NCAA tournament right now. CBS is making money hand over foot right now.
Oh.
And it's going to go on until April 6th, when the championship game, Monday night, April 6th. I mean, April 8th. Monday night,
April
8th. The Final Four is April 6th. So
it's April
6th. CBS is winning right now. Just like Showtime is winning right now. HBO is losing because Oscar De La Hoya took all the Golden Boy fighters and they left HBO. So HBO is worrying right now, but I said that to segue into. Did you see the Timothy Bradley fight Saturday night? If you didn't, you need to watch
that. Yeah, that was a bloodbath.
Oh my goodness, that was one of the Rocky Balboa fights.
They both was Rocky Balboa in that fight.
All he needed was one more punch. Oh,
he stayed close to that ring. He stayed close to that ring.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good one. Also, it
sounded
like he got his ass whooped
then, huh? Oh, I mean, both of them, you know, it was a good fight.
It was a good fight. That's a good thing. That's the kind of fight you don't mind spending your money on them.
It was a good fight. I mean, you know, Timothy Bradley had a point to prove. Like, you know, people was like kind of like giving him the business because, you know, about the fight with Pacquiao or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he did what he had to do, man. He definitely showed his heart. You know what I mean? And what happened when he was getting beat up in the first two rounds? His wife and his mother-in-law, his mother, they got up and left. They went to the back.
Yeah.
Take...
wow.
But that was a good fight.
He got lucky.
And the dude Provodnikov, yo, he was eating them punches at Bradley. You see how he was smiling and grinning at him? Like, yo, you're not doing nothing to me. But as the fight, you know, progressed, so he started busting that dude up. You know what I mean? But
especially when he went down on his knee.
Oh, man, it was a good fight, though.
Yeah, you don't really see those too many.
Right.
You're not going to see him much on HBO. I need a couple of dollars. Let's get in the ring.
Yeah, you're not going to see him much on HBO. I'll tell you that much. Because Oscar De La Hoya played them out. Like, I'm taking everything. Goodbye.
Wow.
Yeah, they took him out of their camp, huh? Yeah, Golden Boy Promotions had a deal with HBO. You know what I mean? And so the fights that the Golden Boy fighters was fighting on HBO, and Oscar De La Hoya, you know, Floyd Mayweather left, went to Showtime. You know what I'm saying? And they going where the money's going.
Yeah,
and HBO ain't, you know, so all the good fights is gonna be on Showtime now.
Wow.
You know, so as we were talking about earlier, T, about the money. It's all about the money. Ain't a damn thing funny.
Yep.
You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey.
Old school rap night. Let's get it.
Word up.
The first game is Thursday, right? So pick that game
Thursday afternoon,
morning,
12
right?
o'clock. Thursday
yeah,
afternoon,
yeah, yeah,
12
yeah,
o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
That's San Diego. I'm going to say St. Louis is playing that on Thursday. I got to look at that. Because I want to take that game. St. Louis and Mississippi.
You like St. Louis?
No, I just want to see how.
They play New Mexico State.
I think they may be able to beat New Mexico.
Okay. I got them over New Mexico State, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just want to watch that.
I got Oregon over Oklahoma State, too. Oregon is a 12. I don't know what they was thinking about. They made Oregon a 12. I'm like, what? Why is Oregon
a
12?
I don't think that'd be Oklahoma State.
Not what's his name.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be, I want to see that San Diego to St. Louis game.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely was going to take that one. I'm going to see that. Mm-hmm. Anybody else, I'm going to see, you know. I think very upset about a lot of Norfolk State didn't get in, and it's a big thing on HBCU website about a lot of snub from black universities that didn't get in into the tournament. North Carolina A&T got in.
Yeah, okay, so you should be happy with that. And they won their game.
Saying,
they beat Liberty, so they should be happy with that. They play Louisville, so.
I don't know. I'm going to wait to see what they're saying
about
that.
I guess black colleges had, like, really outstanding years like that. North Carolina A&T, that's a black college, right? So they got in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who else has a beef?
No, Norfolk State should have got in.
What was their record?
I think they were better than A&T, but it was in a different conference.
But I bet you they was. But you know what happens here? A team like Liberty that was 15-20, they was in the tournament.
Because they won a listening.
Because they won their conference tournament. So
yeah.
I mean, you
please.
Know.
And there wasn't nobody rooting for Liberty to win anything. That's exactly why they didn't win nothing. And now they will not be in the Sweet 64. So whatever.
No.
They had this school celebrating or whatever, and I was telling Keith, I said, watch, they be going to get knocked out by A&T. And sure enough, they got knocked out by A&T, and look what happened. They're not even going to the mark. They're not even going to the dance.
Well, I mean, I mean, for some schools, it's a privilege to, you know, even get considered, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, again, like you said, they ain't going to do what they got to do. They're just happy to be there. So they can say, oh, you know what? We made it to the play-in game. We made it
they
to the first four.
That's
an accomplishment for them. They was 15-20. What'd you want?
Well,
how many 15-20 teams? Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad they won't even be mentioned.
Right. It's a one and done. It's a wrap for them.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. So now we can say how, you know, they should have never been there in the first place and,
or
you know, how they get there and who was doing the picking, you know. So, I mean, well, then what if they would have won?
Then Louisville would have embarrassed them.
Well, I hope North Carolina A&T can at least put up a little, you know, give Louisville a game. I know Louisville gonna beat them by 20 points.
They're gonna have a good game. They're playing real well.
I mean, is the point to just make the tournament, or is the point to go as far as you can go? You know what I mean? Because a lot goes into it, like where you're seated at, and you know, if you get them the first and second round games, you know, they might be playing in somewhere that's close to your home. You know what I mean? And so all of that factors in as well. So you might be able to make a deep run.
It's always about the spot. Where you get the selection at.
Always.
Sit around, you wait, see who you're going to play. You figure out who you're going to play. Well, I ain't got to play so-and-so until I get to the 16th.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got to play so-and-so until I get to the 8th. So you got to manage how to win these games until you get to the 16th. After you get to the 16th, you go to the 8th. You get knocked out the 8th, but you made it to the 8th.
Let me ask you a question. Who was Georgetown supposed to play earlier in the season and the game got canceled because it was they were supposed to play on the boat? And it got canceled because it was raining or something like that.
I forgot the team.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they were supposed to play Florida. If I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't think it was Florida.
I gotta look that up.
I don't think it was Florida.
I think it was Florida that they were supposed to, either Florida or Michigan State. I think they were supposed to be playing a game on the boat, and the game got canceled And I'm thinking
like
that maybe
said,
they're going to get a chance to, you know, play that game in the tournament. I'm thinking
they
were,
they
Florida.
They the number one seed, but they lost to Syracuse. But, you know, it is what it is.
Who lost to Syracuse?
Georgetown. So if they would have beat them, they would have played Louisville.
And that was a great last stand by the Syracuse Orangemen. I really expected them to do something Saturday night, but they had a lead and they choked
it
up.
Glad
they stopped shooting. It was Florida.
It was Florida?
Yes, it was Florida. I'll be on it like that. But, yeah, they got it. And they're in the same region in the tournament, so I'm thinking maybe they can get a chance to make that game up. But, no doubt. But,
put it that way. That will be the makeup game.
Yeah. I was thinking that because when I saw Florida and Georgetown in the same regional, I was like, now hold up, wasn't they supposed to play earlier this year and something happened? Because I wasn't sure if it was them or if it was Michigan State. Because I knew they were supposed to be playing the game on the boat when the season was supposed to jump off, and the game got canceled. So, yeah, so Georgetown and Florida in the same region. So if Georgetown can handle their business, they'll get a chance to see Florida in the Sweet 16.
And I think they can be. I think they can be Florida in the Sweet 16.
It'll be a good game. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, and I think Porter have a good game in that game.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great game in that Syracuse game, even in the
you
overtime.
Sure
but, you know, hey, it is what it is. They came up short.
Yeah. So I just. So what's your opinion about as far as the ending of the Big East as we know it? And we've got to say as we know it because it's still going to be the Big East. But this is not going to be.
It's going to look different.
Yeah, definitely going to look
different.
It's going to feel different.
It's definitely going to be different.
So what's going to happen now, though?
They're going to, it's supposed to be seven, excuse me, the seven Catholic schools are going to form that still have the Big East where, you know, Syracuse is in the ACC now. You know, so all schools are, you know, splintering off or whatever. So whatever's left, you know, are going to form their own little, you know, situation. And it's still going to be the Big East, but it's just not going to be the same. All, you know, the rivalries are gone and things of that nature. So,
the Catholic schools are going to have it now.
Yeah, so, the Catholic schools are going to have their own little situation popping off. And everybody wants to, you know.
Yeah, but how many Catholic schools are actually in the, you know.
Well, as far as I know, off the top of my head, I know it's Villanova. Help me, Kia. Villanova, Georgetown, St. John's. Boston College.
It's seven of them.
Seven of them. I know
seven
it's seven.
Schools.
Yeah, seven. So it's seven schools, and they're going to form their own, you know, the big, still, you know, keep the Big East name.
They have their own alliance.
I think, is Notre Dame one of the schools? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't think Notre Dame is.
I know Notre Dame is in the Big East. I know that.
Yeah, they're
so I'm not sure if they're one of the seven schools.
When Providence is gone, Louisville, who else is gone? Pittsburgh is gone.
Yes. St. John's.
St. John is gone.
Villanova.
They're going to what's the name?
Villanova's going to be in that New Big East. I don't know why they keep saying New Big East. So it's Georgetown with you. And it's like Georgetown, Syracuse, Georgetown, St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's going to have a different feel to it. I'm not going to be used to seeing. I got to see Duke every year.
Yeah.
I got to see Duke twice every year.
You're going to have to
see North Carolina twice every year. I got to see Miami twice every year now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm with the big boy. I'm stomping with the real big boys now. The ACC? The ACC?
They lost the tournament, ACC tournament. Didn't North Carolina beat them? I didn't saw that game. I missed that game.
The ACC tournament?
Yeah.
That Miami won the ACC tournament.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Who beat Duke? I forgot who beat Duke.
Yeah, North Carolina beat Duke.
All right, yeah. I'm just looking at this listening. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just think that this whole thing, like we were talking about earlier, is just money. It's a money grab, man.
Sure.
It's a money grab. So everybody's, trying to link. Go ahead.
I said it's all political.
Yeah, everybody's trying to link on with these conferences. You know what I mean? And in football, it's just a whole different vibe altogether. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because now
they're
just trying.
The football's not going to change until later on, but it's going to stay with it.
The football's changing now. It's been changing the last few years with this, you know, BCS garbage. You know what I'm saying? Where they try to exclude the teams that, you know, you can't have a team like that comes out of nowhere to win in football. They're going to keep the same old names up there. No matter how you do it, they're going to keep the same old names. You'll never see a Boise State number one, a TCU number one. Have you been paying attention? The last couple of years, Boise State been right there in the top three, but they will not give them that number one slot. Win, lose, or draw. The BCS does not want Boise State in their championship game, no matter how you slice it. They gonna keep them in a BCS bowl, but they don't want to play for the national championship.
When they beat Oklahoma, like, 3-4 years ago, when they did the Statue of Liberty, and that dude did the Statue of Liberty play, when they beat Oklahoma, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl, and then the dude proposed to his girlfriend after the game or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, nobody, you know, they were sleeping on Boise State. And that's just the point right there where they want to keep the old boys network. The good old, the same old teams. No new jacks unless you, like you said, unless you really, really, really just, they can't deny you. Undefeated. You know what I mean?
They won't be able to deny Boise State if they are undefeated, and they're not going to be able to deny
well, Boise
that.
Boise State was yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I answered my other phone. Sorry.
Yeah, Boise State is a team that's not going to get respect like that. That's the bottom line. That's the point.
Well, Boise,
you know what I'm saying?
I got to call back.
Go ahead.
I looked at Boise State last year's schedule, who they played, because you got to play some hard teams. Just because you beat Oklahoma or you beat whoever, put them stretched lined up, then you can tell me. But I'm going to have to look at that schedule.
Yeah,
all right,
you do that. Do that.
I'm going to look at Boise State's schedule because I want to see if they playing these teams, who they played last year.
So again, it's a money grab, determining on, you know, which power conference you want to join in, unless you want to just, you know, be in that BCS situation where you're constantly playing for these big money bowls. Now, if you're constantly playing for these big money bowls, that means you got to constantly have a good team. So if you constantly have a good team, you got to constantly recruit. If you constantly recruit, that means you constantly sometimes got to do some things that's outside the lines. You got to color outside the lines sometimes, and it happens. So like we said, at the end of the day, it's all about the scratch, the loot, the grip, the papes, the dollar signs, the fabrics. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and as long as they're keeping the student athlete away from the money, the NCAA is doing good. And they're the biggest, and they got the game and gone. The NCAA got the game and gone. We're going to get all
Mark
the money,
Madness
and you're not getting nothing.
Mark Madness is the biggest thing. Mark Madness is the biggest thing.
And I was talking to Mike about that earlier. I was talking to Mike, telling Mike this is the time of the year right now where you should be paying attention. And this is the time, and this is what CBS signed up for when they snapped that, when they gave all that billions of dollars to the NCAA for the Final Four. They don't care about the World Series. They don't care about the Super Bowl.
Do you know what the Final Four is?
Huh? Yeah. He catching up. He getting it together.
Oh my God.
You know what? Oh my God, why?
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the floor, my dude.
Do you know what the Final Four is?
Let me explain something to you. I'm just getting into the college ball. But like I said, you somebody that think you know it all about college. You know a little. I give you a little here and there. But when it gets down to the Rudy Tootie Fruity, I bet you
Rudy,
don't really
Tootie,
know
Fruity.
Jack.
Let me tell you what I know, Jack. I know about college basketball. I asked you, did you know what the significance of the Final Four is? Who is your Final Four team, Mike, if you're playing this little Final
Four? I don't need to know my Final Four. All I need to know is Duke gonna win. Plain and simple.
There you go.
You know what? Mike, don't even open your mouth.
Yeah,
Mike, don't even open your mouth. Be quiet,
what?
Mike. Be quiet.
Now when Duke went and I come back, he's going to be like, oh, well, Mike, I need to know about
Final Four. Who is Duke playing in the Final Four, Mike?
Kia, are you comprehending what I'm saying here?
I already heard what you said.
Did I just now say the mayor just got me into the college game? Did I just say that?
Yeah, I think you did.
I didn't hear you.
Is she not comprehending?
You know what? Next year you used to be proficient in college basketball.
You know what? I shouldn't be anything. Go eat some lettuce.
Lettuce.
Comprehend what I'm saying.
No, you know I don't comprehend what you're saying. That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm gonna suggest the HBO sign y'all up since they losing all their they lose
come on.
The HBO
well,
sign y'all
up. Up to know what conferences are and what schools are playing, so you need to get on with it instead of watching college basketball for the March Madness.
The Dominicans are up 2-0 over the Puerto Ricans in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, did you see the fight?
Yeah, I saw that. It was Mexico and Canada. They were throwing down.
They were beating down.
You didn't even see it.
Cut it out. You didn't even see it. But that fight, when he hit him with that ball,
yeah,
it was just ridiculous. Did you see that?
But see, what happened was, let me tell you what happened, Mike. Mike, let me tell you what happened with that. What it was in the World Baseball Classic is kind of played under different rules. It's like if they play like the mercy rule, like Little League. If you get like 10 runs in front of your opponent, you win. You automatically win. So what happened was they were up already, and they were they bunted. They were up like 9-2, and they bunted, and they didn't like that. So what the Mexican player did, the third baseman from Mexico who fielded the ball, and he told his pitcher, he gave the ball back to his pitcher. He told his pitcher, you know what? The next dude that come up, you hit him in the ribs, and you can see it on the video. He says, hit him in the ribs. So he's throwing the ball at the next batter, and then they get into the Donnybrook or whatever, and they was going hard body. Then the dude got hit with the bottle. The dude from out the crowd to the bottle. Did you see that?
That was the coach. That was the pitching. That was one of the coach that hit by a fan. Yeah, they put that fan.
That was
the
coach.
Yeah.
That was a pitcher.
I think it was a coach, Mike.
It was a coach
that
got hit.
Don't tell me, Mike. I watched this thing.
Oh, oh. But anyway, Mayor, like I was saying, rudely interrupted. But but yeah, they was going in.
I mean, in that kind of environment or whatever, it's supposed to be like an exhibition. You know what I mean? You know, goodwill. But nah, they playing to win, my dude. They didn't like the way the Dominicans were celebrating when they won their game the other night. They didn't like how they were celebrating. But to them, but I get it though, because you know why? For them, they play for pride, and the USA. That's what they get, because a lot of people don't want to play in the World Baseball Classic. Well, which is understandable, because it coincides with your spring training. You know what I mean?
Isn't David Wright?
He was until he hurt his back.
Don't make no sense.
He was playing in the World Baseball Classic until he hurt his back. And now the situation is with the Mets. The Mets are like, okay, is he going to be available for opening day?
Nope.
You know, so that's the thing you got to look at right there.
Is it
going to hurt you or kill you to play for your country? I mean, it happens. The World Baseball Classic happens every 3 years. So, I mean, you know, and these guys like, you know, your Jose Reyes, your Robinson Canoes, they can't wait to play for their country. They be going in hard body karate. It's a party every night. Because it means something to them, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we take it as a lackadaisical type thing, we get mad when we lose. Don't get mad if you're not going to, send your best players to play the game. You know what I mean? What is J.C. Romero doing coming out the bullpen? Go ahead.
Who's going to jibble out there? Look at the Mets got to worry about David Wright now, right?
Yeah, yeah, see, there you go. That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
I don't play. Well, here you go.
That's
now.
Right.
That's the situation.
That's right.
And starting pitcher cannot pitch because he played for the U.S.
Right.
So,
but then you got to look at it like a player like a Jose Reyes or a Robinson Cano or Carlos Beltran or whatever. They're going to play for their country. And that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because they represent their country or whatever, and they take it really to heart. It's a, you know, they don't get this chance every 3 years, every 4 years they play in the World Baseball Classic. You know what I'm saying? So we just look at it like, okay, it's just another exhibition. You know, but like you said, they don't want to. Who wants to take chances? You know, so you pull a hamstring, anything can happen. You know, and there you go. And there's a perfect example with David Wright.
That's the course you're going to deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Mets are dealing with that right now because we are upon almost less than 2 weeks, right?
Yep, no doubt, no doubt.
Opening night
is the 31st. We're going to have the, after further review, I'm going to have the baseball preview probably Saturday, over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm going to have the baseball preview. So, and I got bad news for the Yankees. The Yankees, it's a wrap for the Yankees. We done.
Yeah.
Yankees is done this season. And I'm a Yankee fan from the earth, and it's a wrap. I can't see it. No Mark Teixeira, no A-Rod, right? Right? All our home runs from last year left. All the home runs we had last year left. So I really can't call it, man. Philip Hughes, his back is hurt. So I don't know what Brian Cashman going to do. We just got to call this season a wrap. I think the best we could do, man, is I think the over and under for the Yankees this year is going to be like 88, 89. as far as wins. That'd be the over under for the Yankees. It'd be like 89. Because Toronto got better. You can't front on them. They got everybody. Mm-hmm. Toronto even got Melky Cabrera, and he got suspended last year because he was on steroids. They picked him up.
So I mean, what's the big thing about the steroids?
What's
the big thing about the steroids?
I mean, the steroid thing, you know, that didn't become, you know, a bad thing until Congress said it was a bad thing. Because, you know, before they got on Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa or whatever, they had the steroids, was in their locker. Mm. It was all in their locker. It was no problem. Then as soon as Congress said steroids is a bad thing, now everybody's hiding. Everybody, they sweat it and take it. Sammy Sosa pretend he don't understand English. Rafael Palmeiro pointing his finger, talking about he did not take it. Lying is, you know, lying. So, I mean, if you took it, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. Just stop taking it. You know, yeah. And then you got some people that played the game and flew under the radar. And this is one name who I'm going to say from now until they turn the lights off. Brady Anderson. He played for the Baltimore Orioles, okay? He hit 50 home runs. Nobody said a word. He was never a home run hitter. Brady Anderson was never a home run hitter. Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs. Nobody said a word, okay? Then the next season, he hit like 14 home runs. What happened? Okay?
I was trying to say, what's his name? I forgot his name. Oh, man. And he was killing the home runs. And they try to say it was because of steroids or something.
Nowadays, if you have a good season where you're hitting the ball and you're not known for that, the first thing that'll come out of their mouth is steroids. They try to connect Robinson Cano to the steroids. You know,
wow.
That's why I have kind of like a big respect and admiration for a guy like Nonino Donaire. He's a boxer, right? He's like, you know what? He gonna put his test on the internet. He said, anytime, day or night, you want to test me, anytime. I don't care when it is. If you want to test me, bong, let's do it. And he's like, I'm clean, and you can't deny me. And I think that, you know, it's going to come to a point where, you know, if you're having a kind of unusual season or a better season that you're used to having, the first thing they're going to say is something that, you know, you're cheating some kind of way that you're not doing right. Because you're not known for hitting all these home runs. You must be taking steroids.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, you know, it's guilty until proven innocent. You know, and I think it should be innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, again, baseball, back in them days, baseball was, you know, was the low man on the totem pole. So the home run race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa kind of put baseball back in the forefront. Put it back in people's, you know, had people talking about it again. And that's all Bud Selig wanted. All he wanted was people to talk about baseball. You know, you got the home run thing going on, and, you know, they'll worry about the other stuff later. Okay? And they made this big to-do about it with Congress, with Rafael Palmeiro and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, you know what I mean? And they all got up there and lied. Roger Clemens. You know what I mean? And the only dude that they really couldn't bother, but they the one to give the most scrutiny to, is Barry Bonds. They really didn't have nothing on Barry Bonds. They just was changed because Barry Bonds wasn't trying to hear that. They tried to crucify Barry Bonds because of what he did earlier in his career. He wasn't messing with the media. Earlier in his career, Barry Bonds didn't have nothing to do with the media.
It's going to be very interesting how long they're going to keep them out. The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame?
It's gonna be very interesting. Everybody got stuff.
You know what? They're gonna keep them out of the Hall of Fame until the guys that vote for the Hall of Fame until they die off. Then you're gonna have a new batch of people voting for the Hall of Fame who might turn around and vote them in.
Yeah, because I was this guy that I guess he's older, but I was mm-hmm. talking baseball. But he was talking about the Pete Rose situation. How
right.
Pete Rose? That's before my time. I don't know Pete Rose. I know who he is.
Right.
I know whatever he's supposed to, whatever. I know that situation. But they was like, people getting tired. Pete Rose deserves to be in that Hall of Fame. It's something to get ridiculous now that Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame yet. So
let me tell you. Let me tell you.
He said the same thing. As soon as he he said it a different way, but he said as soon as these whatever die off or whatever, then
right.
maybe Pete Rose
right.
to get
That's
in
right.
the Hall of Fame.
As soon as they die off, it's gonna be a new, it's gonna be a younger, you know what I'm saying, and really that kind of, I guess, watch this and deserve, and you know what, at the end of the day, they're gonna say, well, they still put the numbers up. They put the numbers up, and, you know, then all bets are off. Who knows?
He was saying that they wanted Pete Rose to apologize, I guess.
Yeah,
this is what he was telling me. They wanted him to, you know, I guess the former commissioner back then, you know, whatever, that put this band and, you know,
yep.
and stuff like
yep.
that. But it's a lot of sports writers who want Pete Rose in
life. Yo, it's a situation. It got so deep with Pete Rose and the God bless the dead, former commissioner Bart Giamatti. Yo, Bart Giamatti was adamant, you know, on his deathbed. He was like, Pete Rose is not getting in the Hall of Fame.
That's
I don't care
bad.
What nobody
I,
say.
Pete Rose,
Rose is not getting. But you know what? He got the Ty Cobb is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Branch Rickey's in the Hall of Fame. So,
but
I mean, nobody. I mean, everybody in the Hall of Fame is not an angel. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he put the numbers up at the end of the day. Hey. You know, you might want to put a little something on his plaque or whatever. That's on you. But he still deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. OJ is still up in Canton. So, hey, you know. So, I mean, nobody's beyond reproach right here. But, you know, I think, you know, were they waiting for Pete Rose to pass away, knock on wood? Before they, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame, then, you know, they don't say nothing good about you until you pass away. So, oh,
right.
you should have put him in. Nobody want to hear that.
I think Pete Rose to get in before.
You know, I remember Pete Rose being that dude that was, you know, he took Ray Fosse out the game. So in the 73 All-Star game, he, you know, messed up Ray Fosse's shoulder. They had a collision at the plate. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, after that, Ray Fosse wasn't never the same. Ray Fosse was nice. He was a catcher. He was good. And after that collision, he wasn't never the same. So, you know, they blamed that on Pete Rose. I think they had a fight, him and Bud Howson had a fight. Cincinnati Reds was playing the Mets in the playoffs, and him and Bud Howson had a fight at second base. So Pete Rose was that scrappy dude. He had a 44-game hit streak. You know, I remember that because I think I was 12 years old. And they was playing the Atlanta Braves, and Gene Garber broke his streak. You know, I think he was 44 games. And he was trying to get 45, and he couldn't get that 45th game. So Pete Rose has done a lot for the game. But when you start talking about betting on your own team when you're the manager, I don't know. That kind of like, you know, kind of dirties up everything you did for the game. Now you turn around and betting on the game, betting on your own team, and you're the manager. So what he could do then is he could say, okay, I'm playing the Phillies, and my pitcher, my number one pitcher, I'm not going to pitch him. I'm going to wait until the next day to pitch him in the next game because he bet on this game. So that's how you can manipulate it like that. And then he admitted it, Kia. So they really got him. So if he did, like you said, if they just say that,
they
apologize.
Wanted him, they wanted him to apologize.
Yeah,
they
that's
him
all
to
he needs. That's
all,
but he's not going to do it.
But he's always, this is what I'm going through with, like I said, he knows, he talks about this all the time, talking
uh-huh.
about the Rose, whatever. But he says that Pete Rose will get into the Hall of Fame.
Eventually.
And, you know, I'm like, well, yeah.
Eventually, you know, I mean, you know, that is really, you know, one of those that you can, you know, either take or leave, you know, because if you, like you said, the older people, they've seen them play and they know the story, you know what I'm saying? So they'll be like, you know, but the younger cats, they really, all they see is the numbers. They see that he was Charlie Hustle and he always played the game, you know, hard. His uniform was always dirty. That's all they see. So, you know, why doesn't he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? So that's why it goes back to once these people that are in there now, they're doing the decision making and all of that, once they start to, you know, fall off the, you know, by the wayside and you get a new crew in there, then, you know, hey, you might see Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds get up in there too, and Mark McGwire.
Sometimes
and Rafael Palmeiro and Sammy Sosa. You know what I'm saying? They better get Sammy Sosa in the Hall of Fame before he disappear altogether. So, you know, he's getting light, like, you know, he's getting real, real light skin in the situation. But yeah, man. So, go ahead.
It is what it is. I think it was a big. I mean, everybody waited for that day, but when it came out, nobody got to the Hall. It was like, wow. Somebody gonna go through this over and over for next
yeah.
year, then
yeah.
you know, over and over. It's gonna be
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a thing where, again, you just got to, you know, I guess really it's the time of the year where they talk about him, when it's time to do the Hall of Fame battling. Nobody really talks about Pete Rose until it's time for the Hall of Fame battling, or if Cincinnati Reds make the playoffs or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, you know, Pete Rose has been all over the place. He won a championship with the Phillies in 83, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's been all over the place. He's done a lot for baseball, but the stuff that he's done to kind of like sully and dirty the game, kind of like, you know, gives people, you know, pause to be like, I'm really not in no rush to put him in the Hall of Fame. He don't deserve it. You know, I wish they would have thought like that with Ty Cobb, you know, but it was a different situation back then. But, yo, we here, man. We got like 10 minutes left in the situation, man. I'm enjoying this conversation tonight, man. Again, we got the tournament challenge popping on ESPN.com. After further review, NCAA M for the men's tournament 13, and for the women's side, we got NCAA W. So come get down with us, you know what I mean? It is what it is. And we talked about how, you know, money is definitely the root of all evil, man. And it is definitely rooting the game, and it's turning the game, turning a lot of people away from the game. And I think that's really bad for, you know, bad for business. But it is, it's a business. But it's not a business between the lines. It's not a business between the lines. Now, look at this, kid. Did you hear about how the Ravens might have to play on the road to open up the season?
I hope they do.
Because the Orioles and them share the parking.
Share the stadium. Orioles play. They open the season the same day.
They don't share the stadium. They share the parking.
I mean, parking.
Yeah. So.
But what I'm saying
and the Orioles have a game. The Orioles have a game that night, September 5th. And the Ravens are supposed to open up.
But Ravens gonna play home because they're gonna figure that out. They're not gonna play home.
Yeah. They're definitely gonna figure that out. But it's still not gonna be.
If they're gonna have a team, anything left over for now?
You think Ed Reed is going to? He's gonna be there.
He's gone. Hey, what's all that Ed Reed did? What's saying gone now? Lewis is Ray's gone.
Yeah, Ray Lewis is gone. Anquan Boldin is gone.
He ain't starting. And Torby Smith made that statement when he said, there's some BS going on here.
It's a money situation.
They speaking out now about the Ravens. Like, you got Ozzie. There's something Ozzie going to have to deal with.
Well, I mean, you know, Ozzie was the one that signed off on paying Joe Flacco that money, too, now.
And exactly the curse that they're going to get. And this is what they deserve. Now, Flacco's sitting there.
The pressure's going to be off of Flacco as soon as Green Bay signs Aaron Rodgers and makes him the highest paid quarterback.
They're going to make a meat paste out of Flacco ain't going to do nothing when he gets that money. Anybody worrying about Flacco?
Go ahead.
These guys are leaving and these guys are jumping ship crazy. And they're jumping ship. And then Flacco. He's not even speaking out against it right now because he's not going to say nothing.
What can he seriously say? He just signed off on the biggest deal ever for a quarterback NFL player, period. What is he going to say?
So when you're losing guys and you got guys that are going to come up for contract next year.
Over a couple million dollars, too, right?
That's what they're talking about. So you know what? That's something that Alba Headache Ozzie going to have to worry about next year. He thinks he got hell this year, wait till next year.
That ain't your problem, right?
That ain't my problem. I'm just loving it. They are really reaming everything because the Ravens Super Bowl champs. Going through all this problem, and Ray Lewis is gone. Great, watch his son.
What you think about my Buccaneers ending up with Darrelle Revis?
In the Bucs, they called the Jets out. They told them that we're not playing games. We're not here to play games. What you going to do? Just send him Revis or not in small terms, and the Jets sent him. That's what the Bucks front office says they're not playing games. They don't want to hear nothing. You're sending Revis or not. And they sent Revis.
I hear you.
It's going to be interesting to see how he's working in that with men. Because they always good to go to a good home, and you know you don't know that home well. So
yeah.
It's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be interesting to see Mike Wallace in a Miami Dolphin uniform.
Well, we're not worried about Mike Wallace because you know what? Mike dropped more balls than he caught.
Why did you bring him back in the first place if you knew you wasn't gonna keep him?
Because we didn't have to pay him that money.
I mean, he held out.
If he didn't want to show up, he didn't have to show up. He had a franchise tag on him. So either he's going to show up, or he's going to get money, going to be taken away from him. So he shows up whenever he wants to show up. And that was it. So the Steelers, we're not cutthroat. We're not worrying about whether you're going to stay or not.
That's one thing I know. The Steelers don't play that.
They don't play that. We have no championship with less than this, so I'm not worried about whether Mike Wallace and we're gonna worry if Mike Wallace gonna get a ring with the Dolphins. So that's where Mike Wallace wants to go, then he's gonna sit there. We're not worried about Mike Wallace.
Yeah, Dolphins might be all right.
The Rooneys don't deal with stuff like that. The Rooneys are very different owners. They don't deal with that type of nonsense.
And they old school. You know what I mean?
They
believe in what they believe in, and you're not going to knock them off their square.
That's exactly why they built that franchise, why they won the most known fans. They don't deal with that nonsense.
Yeah, but they got to talk to somebody about the pinstripe Bumblebee uniforms, though.
The thing about that is, as a school fan, we don't worry about what other people say because I don't care what you say. I don't care what anybody say.
No doubt. Yo, we got like 5 minutes left in this situation right here. Kia's with us. Mike, you still with us? I don't know who's with us, man. So we just gonna ride this thing out.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, T, you still with us? All right, Graham, she must have went to sleep. All right, so it is what it is. So, yo, you know how we do about this time, man. We give everybody a little, you know, give them the floor, say what they got to say until we get back here next week. So, Kia, being that ladies first and all that, say what you got to say so we can get out of here.
I don't really have nothing to say.
Go ahead.
I don't have nothing to say. I'm just ready for March Madness. I'm ready for the site, man. I'm ready to see what game I'm going to DVR. I'm not going to DVR a lot of games. Some games come on in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to get to watch some games. We watch some games in the office, but the ones I want to watch, you know, they may not want to watch, so we got to be neutral. So I'm definitely going to take that San Diego game because I want to see that game.
No doubt.
I'm just ready for March Madness.
March Madness is ready for you. That's what it is. Mike, what's good, man? You got anything to say before we get out of here?
I just got to say I'm going with Duke. I don't care what Kia says. She already got something to say. She always want to follow up, brother. Anyway, she rudely interrupted. Anyway, like I was saying, Mayor, you know, I'm going with the Duke good looking. I'm going to be watching out for those college games and all that. But I'm a
diehard
New York fan doing it. How you say it? Hard body, karate,
my dude. All day long, man. Don't stop.
One thing I don't do, y'all, I don't hate. That's one thing I don't do. I can care less. But like I know, you don't know not one player on that Duke team. Whatever.
Don't hate, participate.
I don't hate, Mike. That's one thing I don't have time to hate. That's like a waste of time hating. Yeah.
All right, so once again, it goes down, man. You know what it is, the Tuesday night situation, man. Next week, we're going to get into it a little deeper because then the tournament will really be where it's supposed to be at in a good situation right there. So once again, man, we got the NCAA Tournament Challenge jumping off on ESPN.com. Come and get down with us after further review. You know what it is. I do what I do every morning time. So you wake up with your little coffee or however you choose to do it. Shout out to my man Rich, the big homie, holding it down. GQ Palace is in your ear. Shout out to Miss Lavina, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all GQ Palace situation. Listen to the ladies tomorrow night, man. Listen to the big homie on Friday night, man. It's the mayor, man. I hold Tuesday nights down. You know what I mean? Like a thumbtack. Go ahead.
You got the women up there, too?
Yeah, I got the women bracket up there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the women bracket
tomorrow.
Up there, too.
I'm going to ask them. I got to do my brackets. I'm going to do my brackets tomorrow.
No doubt. But yeah, it's going practice. Down. We do it like this every Tuesday, man.
Who's going to win the women?
I'm hoping I like Baylor. I like Notre Dame too.
Baylor.
I like my girl from Delaware. Elena Deladon. I like her. That's my girl. I've been watching her for the last couple of years. So yeah, it goes down. So yeah, we doing the women's tournament, man. We're doing the men's tournament hard body. We would do the NIT, but we know Kentucky's going to win that.
That was a little jokey joke
in the situation right there. For you to laugh, because I know your feelings is hurt because Kentucky didn't make the tournament. Like, I told you they wasn't going to make the tournament. Their tournament hopes went out when Noel got his knee hurt. But it is what it is, man. So next Tuesday, man, we'll be right back here at you, man. The usual suspect, same time, 8 o'clock. You know what it is, man. It's the Mayor, man. GQ Palace after further review, man. And I'm out. See you next week. Peace.
Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm wild. Quiet down. The race waits in the square. Quiet down. Charlotte and B-more. I'm that kid. I think I'm New York. Yeah, I'm that big.